Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Good to be back after a four-day weekend. Good afternoon, Evan. How are you today, kid?
Is it good to be back?
I'm excited to be back, but I get the impression you didn't want to come back.
I didn't want to come back. Why would I want to come back?
Because you missed me.
What's the point of coming back here?
Because you missed talking about the Yankees and the Mets.
Listen, I have a take on things that I don't think is all that popular, and certainly not the majority.
What's that?
But it is what it is.
What's that?
I feel awkward even saying it.
You could say anything,
Aaron
bro.
Judge with another walk-off bomb and decides to round the bases. God forbid he falls a home run short to the chase of Roger Maris, right?
Well, what do you want him to do? Pull a Robin Ventura and not round the bases?
He wasn't going to finish running around the bases. So what's the first base coach's
name? Well, I think Aaron Judge wasn't sure it was a home run.
I don't know about that.
I think with the sun, it was tough.
How did you not know?
Because I think it's tough to tell.
That ball was 100 feet up.
I don't think he could tell it was out. And then once he was told, hey, it's out, then Aaron said, let me round the bases because I need to make sure I round every base.
Which, as you guys all remember, Robin Ventura. But so if you don't round the bases there, you don't get credit for the home run. Or in a season in which he's going to toy with, you know, the original home run record, untainted. And can he get to 62? God forbid he landed at 60 or 61. And you look back and go,
it's not just that.
No,
though.
He really did hit 62. It's
not just that. Actually, I think Maguire or Sosa had a home run taken away during 98 because a fan reached over, so it happens. But he's going to negotiate with the Yankees at the end of the season. He's going to negotiate with a bunch of teams at the end of the season. There's a difference between 49 home runs and 50 home runs. There's a difference between 103 RBIs and 105 RBIs. You know what I'm saying? So it's not just a
I don't
record.
Know if I agree with that, but I hear
of
you.
Of course
I hear you loud and clear.
Of course there's a difference.
You think so?
Yeah.
I can understand the 49 to 51 because 50 is this magical number. You know, a lot of times we went through a decade of baseball. More than that, nobody hit 50 home runs until George Foster showed up and did it. So I get that
How about 99 and 100 RBIs?
I get that one.
All right, so there you
103
go.
103 to 105, I advise.
Maybe. Maybe that's a stretch. Either way,
that
he rounded the bases, and for a guy who had so much, now I wouldn't say trouble, but didn't have a lot of walk-offs in his major league career.
He had a walk.
He had a walk-off last year when they clinched their playoff
But there was
spot.
A walk.
No, wasn't it an infield
his
hit?
His first ever walk-off was a walk.
Oh, yeah, yeah. But then he had the infield hit that won, clinched the playoff
the
spot.
Last game of the season. The last game of the season.
That was his first official hit.
Right.
Yes.
Yeah. But now he's a walk-off machine.
Yeah, he really is. The line drive down to left, the home run yesterday. Yeah. Here's the problem, though. The Astros are a problem for the Yankees. And let's just call it the way it is. You get no hit on Saturday. You're no hit through six yesterday. You won two games in a fluky fashion. You know, the three-run home run brigade for both teams to start the series off. The 10th inning win yesterday. The Astros have the Yankees number. And let's just be honest. The Yankees might win 110-plus games this year. The Astros own them.
Well,
the
Astros have them. They've owned them when it mattered in 17 and 19. But I think Aaron Boone hit it on the head after the game. I agree with him 100%.
And what's that?
None of this mattered.
Everything I disagree with that.
He's right. Everything that happened this weekend, good, bad, in the middle, and it ended up being in the middle because it was a split of four games. Yes, they showed great poise coming back Thursday and Sunday, But none of it mattered, and he's right. And the proof of that is come October, if these two teams match up, and they should, they're the two best teams in the American League, you won't remember any of this from this year.
Oh, I'm going to remember it.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
Let me ask you a question.
Because I think the Astros should be favored to beat them. I think the Astros,
that's fine,
for whatever the reason is. The Yankees won both of the two games they won. Let's be honest. Very fluky.
Okay, let me ask you a question.
Yeah.
And this is just going to prove my point, or at least help prove Aaron Boone's point.
Yeah.
Last year, the Yankees played the Astros in Houston. Gerrit Cole had that incredible dominant performance in the middle game of the series. They won the first two games. They shut the Astros out in back-to-back games. What happened in the third game of that series?
They lost.
How'd they lose?
Go ahead.
They blew a 7-2 lead in the ninth inning.
Okay.
A very fluky,
fluky win
Astros
for Houston.
Win.
I give you that.
None of that mattered.
I don't know. Everyone matters to me in the moment.
In the moment. This weekend, there's a lot to digest.
I hated this weekend.
And you should. And Jose Altuve owns you. And every time you chant F Altuve and you boom, he laughs and he gets a big hit against you. But Aaron Boone is 100% right. Everything that happened this weekend, I thought Big Mac made a bigger deal out of it than he needed to on Thursday and Friday. The wins, the losses, it doesn't matter. None of it's going to be remembered come October.
Well,
it's a separate story come October.
I think he was probably playing to the emotional aspect of being a fan.
I get that.
The Astros still represent a problem for the Yankees over the last 5 years.
They're the team
team that stopped us from winning, or at least getting to a World Series.
And they're the team you have to get through to win the American League pennant.
And
I said
I
that
to you stop
you
on that. I truly believe, after watching all the games this weekend, even the boring no-hitter and the six innings yesterday, it's unwatchable baseball.
It was great, actually.
And the broadcast doesn't make it any better. That being said, you just uttered a phrase that I think people have to wrap their hands around. And I'm sorry to say this, Yankee fans, and I'm going to lose a lot of you when I reiterate it. We have to get through Houston.
Yeah.
Houston doesn't have to come through us.
No, of course.
And that's the reality of
it. Well, how many World Series appearances have the Houston Astros had in the quote-unquote Aaron Judge era? The answer is 3.
Right.
They have been to every single American League championship since 2017. Every one of them, they've been there, including 1 year where they almost came back from 3-0 down. They have won 3 American League pennants. The Yankees haven't won any. The Yankees need to get past Houston. They lost to them twice in 17 and 19. So I don't think that's a controversial statement. I think that's a fact. The team you've got to get through to get to the ultimate place would be the Houston Astros. But to Aaron Boone's point, nothing that happened this weekend is relevant come October. You won't even remember it.
Listen, I respect him saying that, and he made the point of saying if we lost all 4 games, it wouldn't have made any.
He's right.
But it does to Yankee fans, and that's the point that Aaron Boone misses. The Yankee fan base has something with the Astros, rightfully so.
Absolutely.
Because as you just enumerated, they're the bugaboo. They're the team that's in our way. And I'm sorry. For what's going to be one of the great Yankee regular seasons of all time, the Astros came into town and said, doesn't matter to us.
And you know what the truth is, Craig?
No, there hit are, the Yankees.
There are two guys on the Houston Astros who are all-time great players, and you can't beat them. Jose Altuve and Justin Verlander.
Yeah.
Two all-time great. Altuve is one of the great second basemen who's ever played the game. That's just a fact now that everyone needs to accept. Justin Verlander off Tommy John surgery is still awesome.
Yeah.
And you're going to have to beat them in October.
And I'll tell you something else. We have seen a lot. I know you can't compare one team to another season to season, but God knows we've seen a lot of Yankee teams that were built on the home run.
Mm-hmm.
And in the postseason, a lot of times, I can't say all the time, obviously, it doesn't work. When you're hoping and sitting back and you're saying to yourself, oh, we're down 3 runs in the ninth, we'll just hit a 3-run home run. Yeah, that works okay in June. But we've seen enough of these Yankee teams that led the league by far in home runs who don't hit the big home run come October.
Yeah, but
that's a problem.
The difference is the Yankees pitching. And when you look at Houston and you look at the Yankees and you compare them, and again, I do think at some point in October we're going to see this matchup and it's going to be freaking awesome. The advantage the Yankees have,
of
course, because you're afraid.
I am afraid.
Because you're chicken.
I don't want any part of Houston. I don't want it.
Jose Altuve scares me.
It's not that he scares me.
He should scare you.
For some reason, the Astros own the Yankees.
No. Hold on. You just made a statement.
Yeah.
Why do the Houston Astros own the New York Yankees? Jose,
I mean, he's pretty damn good.
Altuve.
He's part of it.
Ever since the Yankee fan has kind of looked at him as the face of the scandal, as the face of the cheating.
Yeah.
Rightfully so. You guys have been awesome in attacking him. You've been awesome. Yeah. You've gone after him. And look at how he's responded. He has a little smirk on his face, and he's like, okay, Nasty Nestor, that's your guy? You're going to make a T-shirt for him?
I did like the T-shirt.
And you know what he did with that first pitch? And this pains me to say. He Derek Jeter'd your ass to Bobby Jones. That's what he did. He saw that first pitch. He
Bang.
Said, bye.
Yep.
Jose Altuve is an all-time great player, and you got to get him out. Good luck with that.
Yeah, well, the Yankees don't get him out. And I recognize if you're a diehard Yankee fan, this isn't what you want to hear today. But I'm not your Huckleberry. I'm not going to sit here and talk about, ooh, Aaron Judge, ooh, who admitted to the world yesterday he does think he's the Yankees' best player.
Yeah, what was that about?
And he's the Yankees' best player.
He did say that.
He said it after the game.
He did.
Someone said to him, are you nervous or something like that? He goes, why would the best player be nervous?
He did.
Like, my man.
Listen,
cha-ching!
You can't deny. Now, did he misspeak? Maybe. Maybe. But you can't deny that he said what he said. He's the best player on the team.
Well, you can't deny it's accurate.
No, it's definitely accurate, but he also definitely said it.
Yeah, no, he said it all
very
right.
Unjudge-like.
I agree. Like, he slipped a little bit. It's almost like he was preparing himself for arbitration. Like, hey, listen, I've got these talking points, but I wasn't able to use them because we settled. Hey, Meredith, come over here.
No, it did sound like you forced it in because the question wasn't even about him. It was like, how does this group keep getting up?
Right.
And then he said, well, when you're the best player, you kind of have to. I was like,
right.
That was a weird
response.
We
were talking about you, Aaron. We were talking about the resiliency of the squad.
Yeah.
Of the squad.
But isn't it okay to be cocky when it's true?
Yes, of course it is.
And it's so true.
It's just so out of...
character.
Yeah. Character for what we know about him when he does speak to
Derek
the media.
Derek Jeter would never say such a thing. Mariano Rivera would never say such a thing. Mickey Mantle, maybe.
Oh, no, Mickey would tell you. Especially later in life, he would have told you for sure. Anyway, they do get the split, all well and good. Obviously, the New York Mets doing what they have to do in treading water. Tough loss yesterday. I'm not sure if you were pissed off or not. Biotto after the game saying,
no.
I'm not going to think about that pitch again.
No.
I've already put it past me. Bygones, it happens.
No. I'm frustrated.
You okay with that?
I'm frustrated because they were 1-for-13 with runners in scoring position and failed in every big opportunity. That's why they lost the game. They didn't lose the game because of Adam.
But you're not. You're in a good place with the Mets. They've done what you've kind of asked them to do.
Yeah, they won a series. Right? I would have liked to have won the finale of that series, but they went out. They bounced back from the Houston debacle. And even though the Mets don't have to get through the Astros unless they're in the World Series, I want to win these next two games.
Of course you do.
I mean, especially
matter of fact, we're
going to
be there on Wednesday.
Yeah.
Yeah, which I'm not looking forward to at all.
Why?
You know. Yeah.
No, I don't know. Why?
Well, you know.
What's wrong with you? You are so lucky in life. You are getting a chance.
Blessed.
To attend a New York Mets Houston Astros game.
I know, I'd rather stay home.
In a beautiful luxury suite supplied by Sportsnet New York, the TV home of the Mets.
Is that what SNY stands for?
That's right.
Because I wasn't sure.
That's right. And so you are in a place in which 89% of our audience would trade anything to be in.
Yeah.
And your response is, rather not go. Come on, Craig.
I'm going to have, listen, once I go, I'm going to have a great time.
Are you going to stay?
Well, for how long?
Well, here's the issue I have.
I got to see if Chris Christie's going to the game first.
Here's my question.
Go ahead.
So, we are going to the game on Wednesday afternoon. The Yankees happen to also play Wednesday
we're
afternoon.
We're going as guests of SNY. We do it once a year. It's in our contract.
Right.
We have to do it. None of us want to do it, but we
do it. Big Mac wants to do it. Loogie wants to do it. We all want to do it. We realize how special it is. But after the game, after the Yankee game, we're not coming on the air. We're sort of taking like a half a day off. How could you leave the Met game early? And then also not work. So here's
I thought we were working after the Yankee
game. Well, not
game.
Working, but if you leave the Met game early.
Then I have to come in?
By order of contract at WFAN, you would have to come to the fan and do the show. So that's on you.
Well, then I guess I'm staying.
Oh.
Yeah.
Well,
you're bringing your dad to the game, right?
I am. Are you bringing your kids?
My kids, plural?
One or two or three?
This is not romp room. This is work.
Yeah, but you bring your kids to work.
Well, he's an intern.
Is the intern coming?
I believe the intern is coming, yes.
Intelligent.
Really, I'm bringing him not because of the experience. I need a designated driver because I will not play that game ever. So he's going to be my designated driver.
I respect that responsibility.
Yes. So he's coming. I guess you guys are all coming too, right?
Yes, we'll be there.
Hey, nice. Craig, we have a very important question. And
what's
I know
that?
Big Mac has been busting to ask this, but he hasn't worked up the
what's
balls
the
to
question?
Ask it.
Mm-hmm.
So we're in an SNY suite watching a Mets-Astros game.
And we're only
game.
Going if they guarantee a Shake Shack, which I guess has been done.
It will be done.
Yeah.
So at the very same time, the Mets are playing the Astros, like I mentioned. The Yankees are playing the
A's. So we put the Yankee game on the TV.
Big Mac wants to know, is that forbidden in the SNY booth?
Great question.
To put on the YES Network to watch the Yankees game?
That's a really good question.
That's a great question.
I guess it depends who shows up from SNY. Now, the last time we did this, none of them showed up.
Mm-hmm.
Couple people, nice guys, but not like the muckety mucks who pay us and all that stuff, right?
Right.
So I guess if those guys are there, putting on YES would be a tough putt.
Is that unsavory to
That'd
do that?
That'd be a tough putt in the SNY booth. That being said, I'm all about the tough putt. So we'll see. No guarantee. You have to remember, we're guests.
We are guests.
It's not our suite.
We are guests.
But you should probably ask in advance, can we watch the Yankee game?
I just think I'll put it on and see what happens. What's the way? Isn't that
strategy.
Our motto? Do first, better to ask forgiveness than permission.
Don't ask permission, ask for forgiveness.
That's our strategy.
Yeah.
Are you
going to
join in on that strategy?
Sure. Yeah. I think so.
The guys apparently worked for us Thursday and Friday, and I heard the show's already got a nickname.
I'm not
sure if you guys are aware of that.
I cannot wait for this nickname.
How do you think it went Thursday and Friday?
I thought it went great. I thought we had a lot of fun.
I guess you weren't on Twitter at all then, huh?
Oh, I was. Twitter was very complimentary.
Excuse me?
Twitter was very complimentary.
Okay. Sure. Yeah, let's go with that. Let's go with that. Twitter was complimentary to you.
In Twitter standards, sure.
Yeah, okay. Well, coming up later today, they have given you guys a nickname.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, which I think is pretty cool. Yeah. It's good for shows to have nicknames.
You're saving
Because sometimes nicknames stick. Sometimes they don't. Yes. Anyway, the nickname your show got was Job Security.
Job Security? Oh, for you guys? You have Job Security?
That was the nickname a lot of people on Twitter were giving it.
Yeah, it took me longer to figure that out, too, when I heard about it. I was like, what is that?
Job Security Replacements is what... but listen, I'm sure you did a great job. Because you told me you did a great job.
We did.
And you've never lied to me.
I would never lie
did
to you.
Did you listen to any other show?
I did.
What'd you think?
877-337.
Well, I heard
6666.
I heard the younger demographic was fond of it. I heard the intern had a couple of buddies who thought it was pretty good.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's what I heard.
Little birdie told me. He said that his buddies that listened had a very strong opinion on the show. Those friends loved one of you and really found the other one of you unlistenable. Now, I'm not going to tell you who's who. Unless you ask, then I'll be happy to tell you. Do you want to know or no?
If you don't ask, I will.
Do you want to know the answer or not? I'm happy to tell you. But again, if you'd rather not know, that way you can both assume
that it was
you
us.
Were the awesome one and the other guy was unlistenable. I can leave it at that. But that's what Sonny's friends told him, having listened to the Thursday and Friday show.
Which one? If he's not going to ask, I want to know. I'm curious.
I just wonder if they want to know.
Do you want to know?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think it matters. It's
no?
No.
Tommy, do you want to know?
I think I already know, but if we want to tell the rest of the tri-state area to embarrass me more, we can.
That's not about embarrassing you.
It could have been
me. He referenced what Sonny's friends told him.
Oh, right? Sonny's friends.
Let's get it accurate.
Let's get it accurate. Let's put it
Sonny's
out
Sonny's friends did not say the show was great. His friends said one of them, nice, very good. The other guy, unlistenable.
I have a guess.
Well, listen, you're 50-50.
I know I'm 50-50. You want me to guess? You're just going to tell us, because I'm curious now.
I'll tell you in a little bit. I want to make sure they're both on board hearing the answer
I'm going to write down my guess.
You know the answer, right? How do I know the answer? I think we all know the answer, but if you want to write it down, write it down. It's fine. I have no problem with it. I'm surprised Tommy even came to work today after last Wednesday.
Oh,
we haven't closed the door on that chapter yet either. Look at all your calls as well. You're a diehard Yankee fan. Let's be honest. Fluky wins for the Yankees. Best team in baseball. Best record in baseball. The Astros have us. We have to start admitting that. We need the Astros eliminated before they face the Yankees in the postseason.
Stop it.
No, no.
You need someone else to do your dirty work?
100%.
You do your own dirty work. The Boston the Boston Red Sox in 2018 eliminated the Houston Astros.
Great. Do it again.
The Tampa Bay Rays in 2020 eliminated the Houston
Astros.
Do
it again.
The Atlanta Braves defeated the Houston Astros. The Washington Nationals.
Yeah.
Houston Astros.
Evan.
Do your own dirty work.
I'm willing to admit I want the easiest road possible to a title.
Exercise your own demons.
Oh, please. Be quiet over there. You don't want to play the Yankees in the World Series. It's a real tough guy when you're talking about other teams trying to do their own dirty work.
Well, I never said I didn't want to play them because I was afraid of them. It has to do with everything
else. Why else would you want to play?
Because of the fans, because of the attention. I thought I've made that point very clear.
If you thought you'd win, you'd have no problem with it.
Listen, I want no part of the Astros right now. I'm just keeping it real.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.